delicious cereal presents the adventures of Superman, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman! Yes, it's Superman, brought to you by that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Today we return to a dramatic moment in the saga of Superman. Did his astonishing powers really desert him as he faced the Nazi agent Drum? Well, we'll soon find out. But right now, let's return to the Pep Aviation Club, where a new member is being shown around.
And here all our model Pep planes are on the table by the window, Jack. And over here in the corner, we've got all the scrapbooks we made on the Pep model. Just take a look at these.
Jeepers, I never even heard of some of the models we've got here.
How many can we get all together?
20.
There are 4 British ones, 2 Russian ones, and 14 American models all together.
Oh, gee, look at this one, this Russian job. What do you know about this one, Tommy, the storm of it?
Let's see. Oh, we haven't got much in the scrapbook about that one so far. The Russians don't say much about their planes. I've got the envelope of instructions that the Pep model storm of it came in, though. See? There are lots of pointers on the back.
Yeah, I see. And what are those big scrapbooks over there on the table?
Well, one of them's on the P-47 Thunderbolt, and the other's got clippings on the P-40.
Oh, gee. I'd like to find out more about these things. Do you suppose I could borrow a couple of these scrapbooks?
Oh, sure. But be careful of them. They're the official property of the Pep Aviation Club, you know.
Oh, I'll be careful. And thanks a lot, Tommy.
Well, gang, there are lots of surprises in store for the new project, so be sure to keep on listening. Meantime, don't forget that there are 2 types of prizes you can get in the Kellogg's Pep packages. The model plane or the hot iron transfer and one of the U.S. Air Force combat insignia. And this hot iron transfer, by the way, is at the bottom of the wax paper bag inside the Pep package. Remember that. And gang, don't forget that Kellogg's Pep is one of the crispiest, crunchiest, best-tasting cereals you ever took a spoon to. Keep on making crisp, delicious Kellogg's Pep your own special breakfast every single morning. Keep on collecting those nifty prizes. And remember the name Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek. And now, the adventures of Superman. Trailing a Nazi spy ring to its headquarters, a small printing shop in an obscure section of Metropolis, Clark Kent and Lois Lane ran into trouble. Having overheard 2 members of the ring, Baron Trunk and Walter Kleinschmidt, planning the destruction of 1,000 planes flying Fortress Armada with a new secret German weapon, Kent and Lois attempted to leave the shop to warn the ferry command, but were held at gunpoint by the Baron. Shielding Lois with his body, Kent defied the Nazi spy leader, safe in the knowledge that as Superman, no bullet could harm him. As we continue now, the scene is tense. A single green shaded light burns in the dirty little printing shop. Lois is standing behind Kent, who is facing the Baron and his henchman, Kleinschmidt. The Baron's index finger tightens on the trigger of his gun. Listen.
I will count 10. Young lady does not obey my order and go down to the trap door to the basement. By the time I am through counting, I will shoot.
Kent, please let me go.
Don't move, her.
You think perhaps I'm afraid to fire for fear the shot will be heard. Evidently, you've forgotten what I told you. The gun is equipped with a silencer. No one will hear beyond these 4 walls. Well?
The young lady is staying right where she is.
Don't get... Now, committing suicide. I count. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, don't be a fool.
4.
You're going to shoot.
5.
Don't move, Lois. I said don't move.
8, 9, 10. Something's wrong with the silence on this gun.
There you are.
Stand to the door now, Kleinschmidt.
What?
We remain here till we are certain the shot was not heard.
What about?
Let's take you, young woman. Keep quiet, or I will not be so merciful as to let you die quickly and without pain. Instead, I will use the butt of this revolver. Quiet, I said. Are you coming, Kleinschmidt?
Quiet.
Keep watching. And wait another moment or 2. Stupid fool of an American. What has he gotten for his bravery? A bullet for his heart. Some days he will learn to be man. Prove that he has a master.
What is it? The policeman comes
Sergeant.
Indeed, I'll stand back to your door. Keep low. And you, young lady, if you open your mouth, I will split your skull.
You're coming down all right.
Nothing could have happened. If you would let him in, I would have shot him down. Turn on the light now.
Yeah,
boy. Did I tell you to keep your shut your mouth?
Get along. The body.
Huh?
It was gone. Something really.
Like three graven images, unable to believe their eyes, Lois, the Baron, and Frank stare at the spot on the floor where only a moment ago Clark Kent's body lay in a crumpled heap, to all appearances dead, with a bullet in his heart. But appearances are often deceiving, for Kent, in his role of Superman, having taken advantage of the momentary darkness to slip quietly down through the open trap door to the basement, is now awaiting development. A faint smile touches his lips as his X-ray eyes view the scene on the floor above him. Finally, the Baron, pale and visibly shaken, breaks the silence.
Something has gone wrong, thank you. You must get out of here.
The bodies do not move. Where is it? Don't cut much your finger with your mouth open asking stupid questions. How should I know where it is?
Take it out to the basement.
No, no.
Don't touch me, I said.
Get her. Put your hand over her mouth. Take her down.
I've already made up here at the trap door in case a policeman heard us scream.
It's like a tiger.
Go up into that storage closet facing the stairway. Lock the door.
Yeah, no.
You need help, Clancy?
Nice. I can't handle her.
The body's asleep. Once he's in the closet, he will not scream for long.
Here's the lock
from
the closet,
Edward. Stand aside now.
What are you going to do?
The door to that closet, only thin wood. I'm going to empty this gun into it.
But if you so dark, Randall, how can you see it to aim?
Aiming is not necessary. The closet is there, in front of the stairway. One of the five bullets will find its mark. Stand back, Edward. You no longer train for help. I fired only three bullets. You may need the other two. I'll save them.
Come, let us go.
That's the body of one.
The man's body. There is it.
Again, your art made up differences it made. Do not meet in this place again. There's nothing here to indicate it is anything more than a printing shop. And I could have turned the key on the door for the last time. After this, we'll meet at my place. Come.
It appears we've been very fortunate.
As the Baron and his henchmen leave the shop, the red-caped figure standing in front of the basement closet door, the figure who only a moment before watched three revolver bullets bounce harmlessly off his chest, smiles knowingly.
Yes, Baron Kranz, you have been fortunate. That good fortune won't last very long. And if I have anything to say about it, front door closing. Exactly. Now, I guess I can break this tissue paper wood and get the lower. There we are. Oh, poor kid. Fainted when the Baron's gun began to bark. Ah, I'll just sit her up for a minute. Now I have a remote now. Yeah. He's coming through. Easy.
I'm in cold blood.
Now, take it easy, love. Everything's all right. You're safe now.
Who are you?
An old friend of yours.
Superman.
That's right.
Superman, we met at Parkhill.
Nah.
A man named Brian Kent from not too far.
Relax, Lois, relax. Kent's alive and well.
But I saw the Baron shooting. Point blank.
You hit the nail on the head, Lois. Point blank is right. There were no bullets in the Baron's gun.
What?
He didn't know it was loaded with blank.
But, well, dropped in the heat.
Well, he probably fainted when the gun went off, just as you did.
Excuse me, what happened to him when they turned on the lights? His body was gone.
That was my little trick. I sneaked him out and brought him through. As a matter of fact, he's on his way to the headquarters of the ferry command at the airport. He said to tell you to have Jimmy Olsen bring over any clippings on Baron Kranz he can dig up in the Daily Planet morgue.
What happened to Kranz? When Kranz came?
Well, they got away for the time being.
Yeah, that sounds so true. Andrew returned to the planet office, dig out the clippings, and send him to Clark at Ferry Command Headquarters with Jimmy.
That's right. How'd you like me to fly you back to the planet office?
Oh, can't think of anything I'd like better.
All right, let's go. Be careful, the steps. You see all right?
Not very well. It's
dark. Careful, here. Edwin, I'll help you. Just swing one arm around my neck. All right, up with you. The door of the shop is open.
Yes, can't close the lock.
Ah, here we are in the back alley. All right, hold on now. We're going. Up and away! With Lois as a delighted passenger, Superman leaps into the darkness, his red cape steamed. In just a moment, we'll return for the climax of our story at Ferry Command Headquarters. But first, John wants to tell you how to start the day right. Go ahead, John.
Gang, have you ever noticed how a really swell breakfast kind of sets you up for the rest of the day? Well, if you have, you'll probably find that that goes just about double when you start off the morning with a couple of bowls full of golden, delicious Kellogg's Peps. Yes, sir, those crunchy, tempting whole wheat flakes are just chock full of the hearty flavor all of us go for. And what's more, there's a keen prize inside every single Pep package. A marble plane or a hot iron transfer of one of the U.S. Air Force combat insignia. Then be sure your mother gets you a package of Pep tomorrow. And remember the name Pep. P-E-P. Pep is made by Kellogg's in Battle Creek.
And now back to our story. Superman, once more in the guise of Clark Kent, is seated in the office of Colonel Jonathan Hill at Ferry Command Headquarters. The Colonel, an ace pilot in his own right, and directly in charge of all overseas flights, shakes his head in amazement as Kent recounts his experiences of the last few hours.
Unbelievable, Mr. Kent. The indicators bearing plans is planning to destroy an armada of 1,000 American bombers.
Are you planning to send 1,000 bombers to Italy within a week?
Well, that information, Mr. Kent, is of course a military secret. Since you have to assist us in rounding up this firing, you should know. Yes, we are. And that flight of 1,000 B-17s will leave this airport for Italy the day after tomorrow.
Well, and the Baron's information is correct. The one thing he doesn't know is when the flight is leaving, but he has a way of finding out. As I told you, a member of his ring, a traitorous American, is now working at this airport. He's been assigned to learn when the flight's taking off.
You mentioned the traitor's name, didn't you?
Yes, I did. George Adams.
Well, no traitor to be permitted to own a good American name like Adams. What about that secret weapon you were hoping to discuss?
Well, the Baron revealed no details, simply that it was a weapon that could wipe out the 1,000 flying fortresses without any difficulty. In fact, the weapon that would end the war in a month, in Germany's favor.
There's only one thing to do, Mr. Kent, if you're willing.
Count on me, sir.
Good, here's my plan. If possible, we want to round up the entire ring and at the same time get some information about that secret weapon.
Of course.
I suggest that tomorrow morning we'll put you on here as a grease monkey, an assistant mechanic. You bring us close to this George Adams person, pose as a Nazi sympathizer.
Good idea.
Tell him you know when the flight's leaving and the route it's going to take. And report to me at night when the day ship is cleared out.
Sounds good to me, sir. There's only one favor I'd like to ask.
Well, what is it?
Can my young assistant, Jimmy Olsen, work with me on this job? He should be here any minute. We can meet him.
Of course, that'll be all right. Now, what do we want to result? Number one, rounding up the ring. Number two, getting the dirt on that weapon.
I can promise you both those things, Colonel Hill.
You're not Superman, are you?
Huh? Oh, no. No, but I'm the closest thing to him.
And Clark Kent isn't kidding. He certainly is the closest thing to Superman. In fact, as we all know, he's Superman himself. But even a man of steel has his work cut out for him, Mister. Baron Kent wasn't exaggerating about the new German secret weapon. It's a weapon that needs no bullets and no shells. The deadliest weapon yet to come out of this or any other war. 1,000 American flying fortresses are in danger, and even Superman may be powerless to help them. So keep following this story for thrills and excitement. Tune in every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station, and follow the adventures of Superman. Brought to you by the makers of that super delicious cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. Follow the adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC publications.